for today, and same idea for Wednesday as well. 10 to 15 inches of rain, gusty winds up to 50 to 60 miles per hour, and a isolated tornado risk all day today and for Wednesday. Should begin to clear out. That's going to be early Thursday. That's also when our flash flood warning and watch expires across the area. For now, though, I am meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting in the Channel 3 First Warning Weather Center.
76 in Pensacola, 77 in Gulf Breeze, 75 in Milton at 9:06. Our next news at 9:30 with breaking news anytime. I'm Mark Jacobs, News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The primary question we always get is, you know, when are the bridges closed and when will we close the bridges? You have to have sustained winds for over 3 to 6 minutes. You know, we will go at the outside of 6 minutes. And we always say 40 miles an hour. The actual standard is 39 miles an hour, so we round it to 40.
There you go. That's Sheriff Morgan yesterday talking at the Escambia County Press Conference from the Emergency Operations Center about what was going to be happening. And as we just heard, Three Mile Bridge is closed. Joining us now, we have Mike Wood from the public. Mike Wood is the PIO, Public Information Officer, for the Pensacola Police Department. And, Mike, great to have you back on the show, sir. How are you doing this morning?
Wet, but good. How are you?
I'm also not wet, but that's because I'm indoors, obviously. So you guys just closed the Three Mile Bridge. Somebody texted me and said that they thought that it was not because of wind, but because it was a barge had broken loose. Can you tell us what's going on?
Yeah, we have two things going on there. The Florida Department of Transportation has advised us that the winds have reached the area of 39 miles an hour, and they need to close the bridge. We also do have a barge that broke loose that is under the bridge that has been secured to the bridge, and Skanska is going to need to be able to take a closer look at that, we're sure. So it may be some time before it can open back up, but mostly it's due to wind at this point.
Okay, so just to make sure I heard you 100% right, the wind is adequate to close the bridge at 39 miles an hour sustained speed per FDOT, but in addition to that, because of wind and water conditions, we've had a barge break loose, and it's going to take an inspection just to make sure that everything is okay in addition to the wind speed before that bridge is going to reopen. Did I understand it correctly?
Yeah, the bridge, as far as the barge goes, is going to be up to Skanska and the state to take a look at that. And then also we're being told that the winds were high enough to shut the bridge down.
I got it. All right. Now, by the way, I did text Escambia County Sheriff's Office, and at the moment, the Bars Bridge and the Bob Sykes Bridge are still open. So they are at the moment still open. But obviously, if it's enough wind to close 3 Mile, it's going to be likely soon enough wind to close the others. You've got a bunch of incidents, a bunch of closures around town. 17th has been closed for most of the morning. But you got a couple of other places where it's closed with water too, right, Mike?
Yes, 9th and Romana, 9th and Tahar is also closed, and we understand there's some flooding beginning in the area of Main and DeVillers.
All right, and I see one that just popped up here, Interstate 110 at the I-10 ramp, it looks like. Am I reading that one right? It looks like that's not the city of Pensacola, though. That would be up, right? That's outside of your jurisdiction, but it is on your map, though, so... that might be because of the truck that's over there. Anyway, one other thing I wanted to ask you about, Mike, and this is something I think a really cool story, but it's a story that I don't think anybody's really told too much, is when bad weather comes, we have a population in town that is homeless, and you guys have been helping those people out over the last day. Is that right?
Well, we made contact with about 19 or 20 folks downtown last night that looked like they didn't have a place to go, or that was yesterday afternoon, actually, and we offered them rides to shelters, but they turned us down, so apparently they do have a plan, and the officers are going to still be down in that area making sure that they're okay and that they understand they have a place to go should they change their minds.
Man, see, mm-hmm. I love that you're willing to help, and I know the chief's hard on this. He's very engaged in those issues, and it's unfortunate that they either have I hope they have a good plan. I hope they're not just being reluctant to take the help. The last thing that I wanted to ask you about is, and I know this has been your advice all day, but I wanted to give you a chance to repeat it because it's so important. You want people to stay off the roads, is that right?
Yeah, you know, fortunately, lots of things are closed today, especially the school. So we're not having a huge issue with traffic right now. It's the sightseers that could cause a problem and get caught up into these flooded areas, and we're just asking them to please stay off the roadways.
Absolutely. Mike Wood, Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, thanks so much for the time. Thanks for everything that you do, keeping us safe in all the different ways that public safety can be an issue for us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
9/11 here on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Yeah, you know, as